All right, so I'm going to pray and I want to get started. Hopefully a few more people will come. If not, we're going to go on. But thank you all for being here tonight. Just ask that you keep our pastor in prayer and pray that he gets some rest, some strength, because he needs it. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you saying thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to come and learn your word and learn what we need from you, God. God, I ask that you come into this service and have your way, God. Shift the atmosphere. God, allow us to learn as much as we can to help us make it through life, God, to help us make it through different transitions and different storms, God. Everything that we need, you have given us in the word, God. So we thank you. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so it's kind of old lesson, but I'm bringing it back. The title is Let's Lose the Weight. All right, and you know, weight is a subject that people don't like to talk about. You know, you go to the doctor, you don't want to hear, well, you know, you need to lose some weight. Nobody ever wants to hear that. So weight is something that we don't like to discuss, but it's something that we know can be a problem. We know it can be an issue. We know it's something that we have to confront at some point. So we have to learn how to lose some weight. But in this case, I'm not talking about physical weight. I'm talking about mental and emotional and spiritual weight. And some people may say, you know, what's spiritual weight? How can we have spiritual weight? But we can. It's a real thing. And we know it's a real thing because we hear the scriptures talk about that and confirm that there are times where we're carrying weight. All right? And he's not talking about physical weight, but there are times we're carrying weight. And the scripture that we're going to focus on tonight will be Hebrews 12, 1 through 4. And I'm going to read it in different versions because I always like to read the different versions because different versions bring out different perspectives of that scripture. So the first scripture, the first version I'm going to read is the Amplified version. All right, so Hebrews 12, 1 through 4. So if you want to go to Hebrews, and if you got it on your phone, you can look it up in the Amplified. And it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us and focus our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of faith, the first incentive of our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy and accomplishing the goal, the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him, endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You have not yet struggled to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. That's deep, huh? We have not yet struggled to the point of shedding blood in and striving against our sin. No matter what we have gone through, we have not gotten to the point of shedding blood. Like, it ain't broke us down to the point where our skin is ripped off and we are bleeding all over the place. Even though some situations make you feel like you're bleeding all over the place, some situations make you feel like you've been stabbed and you're bleeding all over the place, but we have not. We have not, but Jesus has. That's a deep point to think about. We haven't gotten to the point of struggling, to the point of shedding blood, but Jesus has. That always stops me right there. But we'll talk about that another day. That's a whole nother conversation. Now, I'm going to read it, Hebrews 12, 1 through 4. I'm going to read it in the NLT version. And it's a long verse. It's long, but it has a lot in it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in the struggle against sin. That's deep. See, it said a whole nother way, but still it's powerful, because we have not given our lives, we ain't died in the struggle against sin, but Jesus has. So that's so powerful. Our scripture starts off reminding us of those who came before us, paving the way and showing us how this life should be walked, how we should be living our lives, showing us how to have faith and how to operate in faith, encouraging us to run with ease because we see that it can be done. We have testimonies to encourage us. We have examples to strengthen us and directions to lead us. And because we have these examples and testimonies, we should be able to run this race with ease. Letting go of the weight and the sin that so easily besets us or sends us in every direction. Now, think about that. The weight and the sin, it sends us like a leaf blowing in the wind, just every direction. We have no direction when we're just in sin. How about that? You know, you ever think about a wind blowing the leaves in the fall? And they just going every which way. You ever had to rake a yard after the leaves then blew everywhere? You rake the yard and you turn around and there's a whole bunch more leaves. But the wind can blow them every which way. And that's how sin can do us. It so easily besets us. It's like when the wind blows, there go that leaf. So easily swayed. And God just gave me that, you know. But we have to think about, you know, how we get sent in every different direction. But what does the writer mean by weight? We understand the sin. We know what the sin is. But what does he mean by the weight? So I came up with an acronym for sin. And sin, to me, means selfish in nature. I mean, because when you sin, hey, I'm doing something to please me. So it's selfish in nature, because I'm thinking about me. I'm pleasing me. And so, but when we talk about weight, he says, lay aside every weight. And that means there's a lot of weight. You know, every weight, what is that? You know, weight is defined as a body's relative mass or the quantity or matter contained by it, giving rise to the downward force, the heaviness of a person or thing. So we walk around heavy. You ever heard of somebody saying, I got a heavy heart, my heart is heavy? You know, that's weight. And that's spiritual weight. Most of the time when they say my heart is heavy, you know, because ain't nothing physically laying on your heart. So you got to think it's got to be spiritual, or it's got to be emotional, it's got to be mental. Something is weighing on me. It's heavy. You ever come in here and sometimes the spirit is just heavy? You walk in because everybody's bringing in their weight. Everybody's bringing in what they're going through. You know, it's hard sometimes to break through that heaviness. Weight in this context in the Greek means a burden or something so heavy or cumbersome that it impedes, delays, prevents, hinders, obstructs a runner from running his race as he should. Now, so it delays, it prevents, it hinders, it obstructs. So if you think about a runner, you know, when a person's running, they don't want nothing to stop them because they're trying to win that race. So you gotta, they wear the least amount of clothes. If you look at runners, their shoes are not super heavy, they're lightweight. They're trying to take away all the weight. Everything, anything that can slow them down, they take away. Now, in the history of racing and running, they used to run with no clothes on. They would cut their hair, shave their heads. There was nothing. And, you know, if you read back in the day when running track actually first started, they ran with nothing on because they wanted to be light. They didn't want nothing stopping them. I'm going to make it. Probably wasn't a pretty sight, but at the same time, you think about it, I ain't carrying nothing with me. But taking all the weight off. So that's what the writer meant. Getting rid of anything that delays, prevents, hinders us from running the race that we are in. Because this is a race. It's a marathon, y'all. We got to keep going no matter how tiring it gets. We got to keep going. So runners have to have endurance, you know. And I just talked about the history of track runners. You know, we as Christians, we have to think about that. We have to consider, what are we carrying around all the time? How am I going to effectively run this race if I'm always carrying around all this weight? So what weights do we need to lay aside? I made an acronym for weight, and it's when every issue gets high thoughts. All right, that's my acronym for weight. When every issue gets high thoughts. Now, if you think about that, everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. So generally, what's weighing us down is something that's on our mind, whether it be bills, our children, our marriage, finances. It all starts with our mind, what we're thinking about. Those things become weights. So when every issue, the bills, the kids, the husband, the money, when we're thinking about that and not thinking about God, that creates the weight. So whenever you're thinking about weight in the spiritual sense, think about, what am I thinking about? What's weighing me down? What's my thought process? when we allow our issues to take our mind off of the things of God, we begin to gain spiritual weight. Weight can be anything that we allow to keep us down or stop us from operating in the way that God intends for us to operate. Remember, you know, the definition of weight in this context means it impedes, it hinders, it stops. So anything we're allowing to stop us from operating the way God intended for us to operate is weight. Like I said, weight can be bills, it can be sickness, it can be relationships, it can be our children. Get this, it could be our attitudes, it could be our pride. Anything that we allow ourselves to focus on that we exalt over God. Anything. Remember, as it states in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, we are supposed to cast down imaginations, thoughts, or any proud thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we are to take every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of God. Every thought, every imagination, everything that we're putting above God, we're supposed to take it and cast it. Because it's not supposed to be there. Why do we hold on to the weight? When the word says in 1 Peter 5 and 7 to cast all of our cares, anxieties, worries, concerns on him, for he cares for you. The word cast means to hurl. And that means to throw it hard. I mean, give it all you got. Hurl it. He said, cast all your cares on me. I can handle it. Throw it at me. I'm here to take it. Throw them to God. When I think of this, I think of a person throwing a shot put. So, you know, we've been talking about track. So I thought about field events. And I used to throw the shot put in high school. And so when that ball is heavy, I mean, it is heavy. And you have to literally spin your whole body around and push it off. And it's so heavy. But you got to think about that. Think about that as the weight that you're carrying around. And God is saying, spin around and throw it with everything you got. Everything. I'm able to take care of it. I'm able to handle it. No matter how heavy that ball is. No matter how heavy that weight is. No matter how big that issue looks. I have the power to handle it. This is what I think of when the word cast all your cares. Is there that imagery of that person throwing that shot put? And if you see some of the ones that are professional at it, they are amazing. But you gotta realize how, you know, they're competing. So I'm gonna get it further than the person before them. I'm gonna get it further. So I think about that sometimes with my issues. I'm like, I need to get this a little further than I got the last one. I need to get this one even further than the last one. And just hurl it. Just throw it. God wants us to let him handle it so that we won't pick it up again. Just hurl it. Throw it so far you can't see it no more. So we don't have to worry about picking that weight up again. And in Matthew 11:29-30, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. The Lord does not want us to carry around the weight. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn how I deal with it. Take my yoke, for my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. He He wants us to make a trade. Here, you give me what you got, and you take my perfect peace. You give me what you got, and you take my perfect love. You give me what you got, and you take my perfect joy. He wants us to make the trade. Give me all your worries, all your anxieties, all your issues, and take what I got. Because I got perfect peace. I got that healing that you need. I got that joy that you need. I got that love that you need. Take the trade. The Lord does not want us to carry around all the weight. We have to be able to run the race with endurance. What does endurance mean? It means continually, nonstop. Just keep going. Again, I saw under the sun, this is Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the strong, and neither is bread to the wise, nor riches to those of intelligence and understanding, nor favor to men of ability, but time and chance overtake them all. And I did it again in the Amplified, and it says this: let us know that we do not have to be the fastest or the strongest in the race, but we have the endurance. Something I know about physical weight is that it slows you down. It slows you down. Physical weight literally slows you down. You know, if you ever been a person that dealt with extra weight, you are tired. It weighs at you. You walk up steps and then you got to sit down, take a break. Physical weight slows you down. It keeps you from doing the things that you need to do. To perform a task, it takes a lot more effort. Sometimes you are just not physically able to complete a task. It's the same in the spiritual sense. When we are weighed down spiritually, we have no energy when it comes to the things of God. You ever seen somebody come in church and they're just like, and they just sit there the whole service. Nothing moves them. They just sit there. Can't even raise their hand. So weighed down. That's weight. What you come in here for if you can't raise your hand? God, I need your help, is what you should be saying. But just spiritual weight does that. You come in and you don't have no energy for the things of God. You're slow to move. There's no push. It seems like you're pulling teeth to get tasks done. Most of the time, they go half done or undone, you know. When it comes to people who are just weighed down, they don't have no energy. And I can talk about that personally, you know, with physical weight. You know, I when I say I was wore out, I was a person that, I mean, y'all see me running around here doing 50 jobs. I still did that. But when I say I was wore out, I was wore out. And there were times where my weight caused me not to be able to breathe. So walking from there to there was a task. Now imagine singing. It was even more of a task. But weight does that. It takes everything out of you. And so weight causes damage. You know, it causes damage that you don't even know is there. And I'm not just talking about physical weight. I'm talking about spiritual weight causes damage too. We never realize how much weight causes damage until it's removed. And we let it sit there for so long. We let that marinate for a long time. whatever situation it is. It marinates. It just sits there for a long time. We don't realize the damage is done until it's gone. And then you'd be like, dang, I got scars. You know, and so the mental residue of the fact that you carried the weight for so long, the physical damage and the after effects that it has on your body, the emotional scars it produces, and the spiritual drainage it causes. Weight is dangerous if it goes unaddressed. All right? And I can speak on that from a physical sense, again, because after I had the weight loss, I started having other physical problems that showed up after. And I'm like, where did that come from? I done lost this weight. What is going on here? But this was the residue of the weight that I had carried for all them years. You know, my knee, like, literally, I didn't have any cartilage. It was bad. My knee swole up. It was about that big. I couldn't bend it or anything. And they had to drain, like, so much fluid off my knee. And I had to go and have a block shot. And the doctor was like, how old are you? And at the time, I was 35. And he's like, 35? I said, I lost a lot of weight. He said, that makes sense. I said, so this is the damage that was done that I didn't know was being done. Get what I'm saying? Carrying around that weight, that mental, emotional weight, that bad relationship weight, the scars, they do damage. You know, you're left with residue. That's why some people get out of a bad relationship and somebody good comes along and they can't appreciate that good because it's residue. The scars that they didn't deal with before they tried a new relationship. It's weight. You know? And if you know anything about Erykah Badu, she says, pack light. Don't be a bag lady. Pack light. Don't carry around all that stuff. If we want to get rid of the weight, we have to lay aside the weight. We must change our mind. Because remember, I said everything starts with a thought. All right? Remember, weight is anything that we allow to take our focus off of the things of God. We must do as Colossians 3:2 says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And it ain't easy all the time. I'm be honest. I struggle. And the reason we struggle is because the things on earth are right here in front of us. They're right here. That's why it says now faith is the substance of things not seen. I mean, now faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen, which means we ain't supposed to be focused on what we see. That's the problem. That's the problem. We see all these earthly things, so it's easy to focus on them because they're right in front of us. But if we do it biblically, we're not supposed to be focused on what we see anyway, because that's not faith. And yes, it's difficult. Yeah, that bill come in the mail, it's right there in front of me. You know, my baby's sick and it's right there in front of me. You know, it's hard not to focus on things that are right there. But the scripture also says, look to the hills. So instead of looking onto the earth and the earthly things, we need to be looking up to God. So we have to focus on the things of God. We have to focus on God. We have to focus on the things of God. Romans 12 and 2 says, we have to not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When you think of physical weight loss, you think of transformation. Again, it is the same thing in the spiritual sense. We have to transform our thinking. We have to. We have to change our mindset. If you wonder why it's hard for you to worship on Sunday during praise and worship, stop and think, what weight am I carrying? What am I thinking about? What's my focus? What am I focused on? You know, people ask me, you know, well, since you lost weight, you know, it must be easy for you to go shopping and doing all these things. You know, it really took me a long time to get comfortable with me. Even though I lost physical weight, I still had the mental weight of the physical weight. That's deep, right? I had the mental weight of the physical weight that I carried. So where people see me as small, I saw me still as big. Because mentally, my mind had not changed. I still saw myself the way. I was still dealing with those emotional scars of carrying that weight for so long. Still dealing with the things that had been said about me, about my weight. Still dealing with all of those things. That's what we go through. Even though people see me and they're like, "Ooh, you look good." I'm like, yeah, I wish I felt that way about me. It took me a while, y'all. And this is a real thing. This is a real thing. Dealing with those spiritual things. Dealing with the spiritual weight is real. If you find yourself down and depressed, ask yourself, what weight am I carrying? If it's hard to focus on the word that is preached, ask yourself, what weight am I carrying? When you begin to shed the weight, we begin to see the power of God. And we will see more of a move of God because our focus will be on God and not the things of this earth. When we decide to let God have the weight, we can receive peace and rest. Laying the weight aside is vital because we will never be able to run this race effectively as long as we hold on to the dead weight. Think about it. Dead weight. Most of those situations that we have weighing us down are dead situations. Dead weight. Let's take the time to lose the dead weight, letting go of unnecessary weight that is keeping us from being effective in ministry and effective for God. My challenge for everyone is to write down all the things that you give high thoughts to and begin to put them in the right place, which is in the hands of God. Being focused on the things of God and begin to focus more on what God wants from us. When we focus on the things of God, we can run without weight because God takes care of the weight. Remember, he said, hand it to me, cast it. He said, take my yoke, give it to me. You take mine. God wants to take care of it. He wants us to be able to run freely. When we put our trust and focus in him, Remember, Jesus took everything for us. We haven't shed any blood. We have. He has. We have not shed any blood to remove sin. All God wants for us to do is make the trade. Trade the weight for his peace. Trade the weight for his joy. Trade the weight for his love. Trade the weight for his power. And run with endurance. How many of you want to be able to operate fully the way God wants you to operate? I know I do. I'm be honest. I'm weighed down a lot. I ain't just preaching, y'all. I'm preaching to myself. We have so many things that weigh us down, that stop us from being fully effective, giving God everything that he deserves. Because he did everything. He did it beforehand. Before we were formed. Everything that we needed, he had it planned. He had it planned for us. You know, no matter what it looks like, he has already given us the victory. He has already done it for us. And we're running around here weighed down, killing ourselves exhausted because we won't put the weight in the right hands. It wasn't ours to begin with. So we have to begin to lay aside the weight, get rid of it, cast our cares, give him everything that's holding us back. And I'm honest, it is hard sometimes. It is hard because of what we see in front of us and because of the way the world is set up, social media is set up, the news is set up, everything is put right there in front of. Why you think it's that way? Satan is the prince of the air. Everything negative right in front of our faces. That's why. It's a setup. It's a setup. So we have to begin to focus on the things of God. We have to begin to focus on the things of God. And I know Pastor's talking about starting over. And before we can fully start over, we got to let some of this weight go. We got to remove it. Got to shed some pounds. Because when you start fresh, you want to start light. Because you're going to run into some trials. You're going to run into some tribulations. You got to be able to deal with them. But we can't if we got all our old baggage. Starting fresh, you can't carry no old baggage with you. Because really, you ain't starting fresh.